Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Diploma Bathrooms, your bathroom specialist. Call 9629 2733.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. I think I heard you say Opera House when I think you meant Oprah House.
Is yeah, well, right? I'm sorry I didn't get you on earlier because I know that's what you're going to do this afternoon.
Look, I know she's big, but no, I'm not heading off down that way.
Is that being rude about her size? Big?
I was surprised by how big she is, yes. I know she has a ongoing weight problem. Mm.
Yes, but women can identify with that, and that's part of the reason they
indeed.
Love her.
Indeed, especially after menopause. Very difficult to keep the weight off, very difficult.
Well, now, you did meet the Beatles, so don't you be cynical about Oprah Maney.
Well, hang on just a minute. I was very, very young then.
Yes.
I think I was about 12 or 13. Yeah, I'm not in such a rush these days.
She's probably Beatlemania for older folk. But as a matter of fact, after we've talked, I'm going to play the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which people at the time thought was written about LSD because the Beatles were experimenting.
I always thought it was, yeah.
Well, the song was written by Julian, the first child, the one who didn't get a song written about him, when he was with Cynthia. Julian was at, nursery school, and there's a little girl called Lucy, and she had what he called diamond-shaped eyes, and he painted a watercolour of her, and it's surrounded by stars, and it was that inspired John to write about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. But Lucy died last year at the age of 46 of lupus.
Oh.
Now, you have a friend with lupus or has had lupus.
I do. It's autoimmune disease, yep.
Julian is now 47 and he's just agreed to become patron of the charity that fights lupus.
Oh, that's an interesting story. I've got a little girl, gorgeous little four-year-old girl called Lucy who lives next door to me.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Now, have you got a special Christmas pudding
I
for
do.
Us?
I do. I have a recipe for eggnog gelato without eggs. Now, I know that eggnog is associated with the Northern Hemisphere. It's a drink drunk in the cold weather usually, and of course it is made with eggs and milk and usually with alcohol and topped with spices like nutmeg. The origin of the name, we're not certain about it, seems to have come from East Anglia in England. The nog part of it referring to a noggin, which is a small carved wooden mug. But there's also another twist on that. Some people seem to think it comes from a colonial term that was shortened to egg and grog and then became eggnog, which I rather like. I like that version. Anyway, this recipe today is from the chef at the Sydney Convention Centre, Uwe, U-W-E. He's German, Habermehl. And he's doing some rather unconventional things in there. I mean, fabulous things, but rather unconventional, one of which is this eggnog gelato without eggs. I think it makes great sense in our hot Sydney or our hot Australian Christmases to do something cooling. In fact, I much prefer an ice cream plum pudding at this time of the year to the hot steamed puddings. I don't know how you feel about that.
I think I'd agree, yes.
Anyway, so instead of eggs in this eggnog gelato, he's used skim milk powder and malted milk powder and some liquid glucose. And then you mix it up with milk and sugar and vanilla. And, of course, there's brandy and rum in this and some nutmeg and cinnamon. Whiz it all around in an ice cream maker and then put it in the freezer and serve it with mixed summer berries, which I think sounds just lovely for a hot summer Christmas day in Sydney.
Okay, is it on your website?
Yes, it's on my website today. And, you know, we all think that we sort of can come up with something new in the way of recipes. I was shocked this morning to see on the front page of Good Living the Christmas tree ice cream that Guillaume Brahimi's come up with because I am going to do that in my Christmas classes next week, but my recipe is much, much simpler. It's one with carnation, coconut, evaporated milk. And I'm going to pour it into that mould and show the kids how to turn it out.
So
I've got Christmas kids cooking classes next week. But I thought, how dare Guillaume steal my idea from me?
That's life. Now, listen, yes. Talking about kids and cooking, have you got any copies of Mini Chef I can give away?
I do. I've still got a few left, yes.
Okay, I'll give one away a little later on.
Okay.
Nice to talk with you.
Good.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.